This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Natural disasters do tend to bring out the good in people, don't you think? Neighbors helping neighbors, everybody pitching in, that kind of thing. May well turn out to be true of companies, too. AT&T and T-Mobile have a new thing going on in New York and New Jersey. No roaming fees if you're a customer of one using the network of the other. Companies, helping consumers, sure, and some pretty good publicity, too. Marketplace's David Gura gets us going.
AT&T and T-Mobile have played nice before. They'd planned to merge, but the Fed shut down that deal last year on competitive grounds. And just like that, a wireless rivalry was reborn.
Hi, I'm a T-Mobile MyTouch 4G.
And I'm an iPhone 4.
So, iPhone, where's your shirt?
Oh, yeah, I had to give it to AT&T here for my data plan.
Analyst John Burns says this kind of post-Sandy cooperation may look good, but it's also necessary. Sandy strained both networks by knocking out cell phone towers across the mid-Atlantic.
You have both a supply issue where there's not enough towers and a demand issue where people are using their phones more than they normally would.
Burton says this is the first time he's seen wireless carriers collaborate after a natural disaster, and it's also rare in other sectors. Kelly McElhaney teaches at the Haas School of Business at Berkeley. She's also a consultant to companies on corporate responsibility issues.
Individuals, companies, certainly CEOs are trained to beat one another up in the marketplace. It's a dogfight.
But in the aftermath of disasters, McElhaney says, that can change.
We certainly saw it after 9/11 or the earthquake in Haiti, where you had technology companies coming together.
Working on software and infrastructure. But how long can corporate rivals like AT&T and T-Mobile sing Kumbaya? Peter Cohen is a management consultant.
Once the disaster's over, they'll part ways, but it seems like it's going to be months before they get all this stuff fixed.
The FCC estimates a quarter of the cell phone towers in the state Sandy hit hardest are out of commission. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.